John 12 is a powerful chapter because it shows us how people respond when God's power is undeniable. Lazarus had been raised from the dead. There was no rumor, no exaggeration, no question. A man who had been buried was now alive, walking, eating, and speaking. And yet, even with this miracle standing right in front of them, not everyone chose to believe. This chapter reminds us that faith is not always about what we see. It is about what we are willing to surrender. After Jesus raised Lazarus, many people believed in him because they could not deny what had happened. The miracle drew them closer. Seeing God's power stirred something in their hearts. But belief did not look the same for everyone. Some hearts softened. Others grew resistant. John 12 shows us that even when truth is clear, the response still depends on the condition of the heart. Mary's response stands out. She honored Jesus by pouring expensive perfume on his feet. This was not a casual act. It was worship. Mary did not hesitate. She did not calculate the cost. She simply gave Jesus her best. Her worship was quiet, personal, and sincere. Sometimes the deepest worship is not loud or public. Sometimes it is costly obedience, offered without concern for how it will be received. Judas responded very differently. He criticized Mary's act and disguised his complaint as concern for the poor. But Scripture reveals that his words did not match his heart. What sounded spiritual was rooted in selfishness. John 12 gently warns us that not every religious-sounding statement comes from a place of truth. Our words often reveal what we value most. As news of the miracle spread, many people came not only to see Jesus, but also to see Lazarus. Lazarus had become a living testimony of God's power. Instead of rejoicing, the religious leaders became angry. They even began planning to kill Lazarus. This reminds us of a difficult truth. Sometimes God's work in your life will draw others closer to faith. And sometimes it will expose what others are trying to keep hidden. A living testimony can be uncomfortable for hardened hearts. Later in the chapter, Jesus speaks about himself as the light. He explains that those who walk with him will not walk in darkness. Believing in Jesus makes us children of light. Light brings clarity. It brings direction. But it also reveals truth. And not everyone is ready for that. Even after all the miracles, some people believed only in secret. They feared being mocked. They feared losing their position. They loved human praise more than the praise of God. John 12 shows us that belief is not just agreement. Belief is obedience. Belief is choosing the light, even when it costs us comfort. The chapter also tells us that some hearts became hardened, just as the prophet Isaiah foretold. Not because they lacked evidence, but because surrender felt too costly. This is both a warning and an invitation. The longer we resist truth, the harder it becomes to respond to it. But when we turn toward Jesus, the light does not condemn us. It heals us. Jesus makes his purpose clear. He came into the world as light, so that no one who believes in him would remain in darkness. He did not come to judge the world, but to save it. The commands of the Father lead to eternal life. John 12 leaves us with a question we must all answer. When the light of Christ reveals truth in our lives, how do we respond? Do we worship freely like Mary? Do we resist like Judas? Do we believe boldly or quietly from a distance? The light is still shining. The invitation is still open. And walking with Jesus still means choosing the light, even when it costs us something. Thank you for listening. For more faith-building reflections, visit walkingwiththelord.net. And for Christ-centered marriage and family encouragement, visit blissfullywedded.com.